Spot on, Wesley. He loves working at radio and so much. He's befriended some of the older DJs from the past.
What, the stars of yesteryear?
Yeah. Won't tell you who, though, but he gets very close to the old school Radio 1 stars.
The big, big names.
Yeah. I ain't talking about Dixie Peach or the ranking Miss P. I'm talking even bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Wes, through and through.
Friend of the stars.
No. He went to the Ivan Novello's yesterday.
That's posh, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, the Ivan Novello's.
Have you been to that ever?
Never. They celebrate songwriting skills. And the Darkness won. Unbelievable.
Songwriters of the year, I believe.
I know.
All of them.
Who do you see that coming? We have a very, very busy show today. Morning, by the way. I'm Chris Moyle. This is my friend Dave.
Hello there.
Hi there. Get this, in no particular order, we have an exclusive first play of the new Girls Aloud single.
Mungus.
Wow.
Yeah, it was going to be previewing the new Oasis album, but we thought, no, let's go for that Girls Aloud single. More from Allergy, who's hiding somewhere in the UK. We'll set the password for that at 8 o'clock this morning. Car park catchphrase, you can win tickets for Homelands. We'll talk about The Last of Our Friends. And Davina McCall joins us on the phone later to talk about Big Brother. All coming up. Chris Moyle Show. Before 10 o'clock this morning. Dominic speaks to a legend from the hit TV show Friends. All that later on Radio 1. I've been a girl with a skirt pulled high. God is a DJ. God is a DJ from Pink. Morning then, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1. Shake your ass. That's what she sings. Who just coughed then?
It was me, sorry.
Right, okay. So, Dominic Byrne, later on this morning, highlights of a very, very special, exciting interview featuring an actual character from the hit TV show Friends.
Wow.
Okay, you can have a guess who it is.
Is it Chandler?
Chandler.
No, it's not.
Well, is it Monica?
No.
Is it Phoebe?
Nope.
Joey?
No.
The man from Estee Lauder.
What?
Who?
Or Ralph Lauren. Phoebe, Rachel's boss.
Okay, let me just pause for a second, Dave. Ralph Lauren. If you had to guess where he worked, would you go for Estee Lauder or Ralph Lauren?
Option B.
Right, there you go. Is it him?
No.
Right. Well, anyway, find out. Rachel. Is it Rachel?
No, it's not.
Right. Ross?
No.
Oh, Ross's son.
He's two, isn't he? Again, no.
Right. Is this person actually been in Friends?
Yes.
Right, it's not the naked, ugly guy from the crossroad. Right. Monica's dad. Right. We could be here all day, can we?
We could, yeah.
Will you reveal at some point?
I'll reveal in about 1 minute.
Okay, good, all right. That's coming up then. I can hardly wait. Rachel Stevens, the Cassidy R. Kelly record. Let's get some news from Dom and Jules. It's 1 minute past 7.
Abu Hamza is fighting to stay in Britain.
And Keane's Ireland's comeback king. BBC. Radio
1. Newsbeats. The radical Muslim preacher Abu Hamza has spent the night in custody after the US government's attempt to get him sent there to face terrorist charges. America's top lawyer has said he could be executed if found guilty of helping Al-Qaeda and taking hostages. But the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, says that won't happen.
We have agreement with the United States, which I reaffirmed a year ago, that the death penalty would not be put in place. Obviously, it's up to them to determine an alternative sentence.
The number of people killed by mudslides and floods in the Caribbean is now more than 900. Many more are missing in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Satellite tracking devices and lie detectors could be brought in to keep tabs on sex offenders. The government's And we get to see the final episode of Friends tonight after more than 200 shows. Lots of questions to answer, like will Monica and Chandler get their baby? Will Rachel go to Paris or get back with Ross? James Michael Tyler plays Gunther.
My favorite Gunther moment is Phoebe was going out with a gentleman who was wearing very, very short shorts all the time. And Gunther utters the lines, "Hey, buddy, this is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house."
And you can hear what happened when I met Gunther later.
Wow.
And straight after Friends tonight, it's brand new Big Brother. Series 5 kicks off with a living area designed to cause major conflicts. And watch out for those see-through showers.
Well, it was a very good night for all.
Where? Radio on Newsbeat's 5 minutes past seven.
So you interviewed all the major stars then from the hit TV show Friends?
Yeah, or just Gunther.
And is it Gunth or Gunt?
Well, I said Gunther, and right. He said, "That's right."
Right, Gunth.
But I've also heard him say, somebody was saying it's Gunther, and he said, right. "That's right."
Well, I'm going to go for Gunther.
Yeah.
So Gunther and Dominic on the show later.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I can hardly wait for Dominic and Gunth live together on Radio 1. Great. When are we doing that, Dominic?
I don't know.
After half seven this
We're
morning.
Doing that after half seven this morning.
Oh, brilliant.
Nice.
Hey, hang your red gloves up, cause there's nothing.
A text coming in saying, last exam today. Ha! Wish me luck. No name, no location, no name of exam, nothing. Anyway, whoever you are, stranger, good luck with your last exam today. Ha ha. Maybe it's in comedy. I don't know.
Can you do that?
What?
You do that.
How the hell do I know? I didn't do any exams, did I? Thick me.
Didn't do any?
I did my GCSEs. That was about it. I didn't have time for college or university. I had to get... I was down the pit when I was 14. You know what I mean?
You worked in Top Shop.
Yeah. That's what I said. I hear all these joking. So we'll run through some exams later. I'm sure we've got another fascinating list of today's exams.
I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Just have to print it off.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Get printing, love.
I think there's humanities today, though. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Humanities?
Yeah.
What is that?
Is that... Now, is humanities things like geography and history and stuff? Because I never really knew, which is daft, because I did them.
What?
Rachel, we're all looking at you.
Do you know what? I don't know. Sorry. Stuff like that.
So you said...
No, it is.
So you said...
I did integrated humanities. Yeah, I'm just saying it's humanities today because saw the word.
So you said that. Try to sound as though you knew what you were talking about. And then immediately Dave and I are not bothered. We go, what is that exactly? And you go,
I don't know. I think it is.
It's a secret. We're not telling.
It is a secret for all those people taking humanities.
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't really care.
I'm sure people...
I've managed to live 24 years on this planet without having to know what the word humanities means.
That's quite embarrassing.
I know, because I look about 22, don't I? I know. And we've got, all this week, we've been doing our football sticker book album, stickers book thing. I spoke to Dominic Byrne yesterday, who reads our news. He was at home. While there was a leak in his kitchen, and his son was asleep, his wife was trying to sort the leak out. Dominic was sitting on the couch, eating a bag of crisps, watching virtual darts on Sky. And then he says to me, "My wife now wants a sticker book. It's really bad. So we'll go and get a sticker book." Well, I don't know if they'll have one where I live. So he lives in the middle of nowhere. He lives in like a ye olde village. And I said to him, "Why? What do you mean by that?" He goes, "Well, like, you know the best crisps in the world, salt and vinegar discos." What? Yeah. Can't get them around here for love nor money. And I just don't know what to do. So, Dominic, we're really having this conversation. Yeah, no, discos, salt and vinegar discos, they're the best crisps. Can we do a poll tomorrow on the air, a text poll about the best crisp? No, Dominic, are you drinking? Are you at home just woofing cider through a straw?
He's wrong anyway. What? They're not the best crisps.
Well,
fact.
He says that they're the best crisps and he can't get them where he lives. And I went, well, off the top of my head, Dominic, I don't know, here's an idea. When you come into work, which is 5 days a week out of the seven that God gave, and you are a stone's throw from Oxford Street, one of the busiest shopping streets in the world, maybe, I don't know, why not pick some crisps up then? That's not a bad idea, said Dom. Anyway, better go. I should really help my wife out with this leak in our kitchen. It's the amazing life that these people lead.
People think it's all rock and roll and roll with us.
And they think it's rock and roll with us?
Hmm.
Right.
find out what humanities is.
Go on. Geography and history and stuff.
Yeah.
Told you.
So if you've got geography and history and stuff today, good luck. Last ever Friends tonight, first of Big Brother 5. It's a night in for everybody. This is Ash.
I did nothing.
Some good gigs around the UK tonight. Charlatans play Manchester Apollo, which will be a massive gig.
Superb, that.
The Killers are at Manchester University. I'm loving that record by The Killers. The re-released track that they've done.
I think we're playing that later.
That'd be nice.
Nice, thank you.
Say it with a bit, more boredom.
I think we're playing that later, Chris.
And Graham Coxon is on at the Leadmill in Sheffield. I love that single. The Graham Coxon single. Who'd have thought, you know, a man such as kind of like, you know, as personality fueled as Graham Coxon would have a gig on the first night of Big Brother 5? That's amazing, isn't it? He's probably taping it or something.
What do you think?
Tour coach on the way to the next gig. Right, buzz off then. I'm bringing more CDs from home. It's very exciting. I think I'm getting my 80s and 90s collection back from my cousin Dara, who I lent them to over a year ago. And the other cheeks say to me, what I've done is, I've dubbed all the albums onto one disc. I don't know how he's done this. It must be like the longest CD in the world. He goes, but it's just easier than to loading onto your iPod and stuff. Yeah, I reply with, that's great, but can I have the original discs back as well? So then, when we get those, I'll be all 80s and 90s mungus on Buzz Off.
Tickety-boo.
Yeah. So, obviously, Alan is away, doing Where's Alan? So Dominic takes his place.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You don't have to do that thing there. I do that.
Hello.
Hi. You feeling well today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. You know, you just can't get salt and vinegar discos everywhere, can you?
Well, I don't want to get into it, but they are the best crisp.
Dave says they're not.
Well, what's better than that?
Loads of things, but I won't go into that now. And also, people are saying that technically they're not crisps.
What are they?
And they're potato rich.
What do you mean they're not crisps?
I don't know.
How are they not crisps?
Well, apparently
sausages,
they're not.
Sausages, are they?
They're not sausages, but they're kind of potato discs. Anyway, buzz off.
Rubbish.
It's a case of Dave reading a text message out in the air before actually thinking about it. Haha, technically those crisps aren't really crisps.
Well, maybe crisps aren't round. They're more egg-shaped.
Doesn't matter what shape they are. A crisp is a crisp is a crisp.
Just look at a chipstick.
Right, let's move on. Right, you have a choice of buzz-offs today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Either you can go for a 90s classic or a classic from before the 90s. And it's up to you. Take a vote. Okay? Buzz on if you like the track. So send it on your text message to 81199. If you don't like it, buzz off to 81199. So 90s or before the 90s. Both classic songs. Dominic, what do you want to go for?
I'd like to go for before the 90s.
Before the 90s. Rachel?
90s.
Okay, it's all down to you there, Dave. Do you want a 90s or before the 90s classic for buzz off?
I'm feeling
and
fresh.
It's absolutely up to you and not what Rachel is trying to get you to say.
I don't know what it is, though.
Sure, through the power of her mind.
I think, on my own,
yes.
I'm going to go for a 90s classic. Good choice.
You actually turned down Paul McCartney in Wings with Jet.
Good choice.
Right, do you want to hear this or not? Buzz on if you like it, buzz off if you don't. Text 81199, it's Oasis. Dominic's singing already. Slide Kevin is texting with the word tune. That's nice. 72% so far say buzz on.
Go and do the news.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's not really good enough reason that. No. 73% saying buzz on for Oasis Slide Away. Great track. Am I right in saying the Slide Away was never a single, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You just nodded all the way to the microphone and I went, no, it wasn't.
No, it's as in, yeah, you were right.
Which means this rare copy of Slide Away on promotional copy only CD single is probably worth quite a bit to celebrate their Brit Award nominations back in 1995. Best British group, best album, best newcomer, and they were up for best single for Live Forever. Rockalula.
It's quite a turnaround, actually. You've gone from the worst ever choice of Buzz Off to the best in 24 hours.
Well,
in my opinion.
I liked Royksopp yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was rubbish.
No.
It's universally recognised that your taste in music is poor, though.
It's not.
You like David Hasselhoff.
I don't. Really? Only as an actor, not as a singer.
You could have had Jet, Paul McCartney and Wings.
We could have that next week.
Only if you're lucky.
Oh, anyway, on more interesting news, I think I might have solved the crisp debate.
Go on.
Well, Discos.
By the way, we love Oasis.
Discos, right, Dominic?
Yeah.
Are reformed potato snacks. Right?
Right.
As opposed to crisps, which are actually a kind of a slice off a potato. That's the reason why crisps are different shapes and sizes, you see?
Oh.
Unlike discos and chipsticks and stuff, which are actually reformed potato snacks.
Rachel Buzz.
Brilliant.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Fascinating, isn't it? I mean, I bet you're so pleased you woke up this morning for this. Davina McCall is going to be on the show with us later, talking about Big Brother 5, which starts tonight. We'll talk to a legendary actor from the TV show Friends. I said tit then. I meant to say hit. I apologise. From the hit TV... I was going to say hit, then I thought I'd say top, then I decided to say hit again. There, right? Good. All that coming up after we get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
The British government's insisting the Muslim preacher Abu Hamza won't be extradited to the United States.
One road travel.
It's Motorway Friday, of course, and it's one of everyone's favourites this morning. It's the M6 in Cumbria. Yes. There are roadworks southbound between junctions 37 at Kendal and junction 36. That's Kirkby Lonsdale.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And it's now 7:34.
Isn't it Kirkby Lonsdale?
I think... I will check.
I don't know, actually.
It said Kirkby Lonsdale.
Yeah, I know, but you see, but, you know, Kirkby in Liverpool is spot Kirkby.
Yes, but it also says Grand Prix, but you don't pronounce it that way.
That's true.
No, I might be wrong, but it's worth checking.
I'll triple check that, Dave.
Try double checking it first. Or, how about wild, you know, thing? Check it.
I'll check it.
Right, okay, good. So, check yourself. Mm. Don't wreck yourself. So you spoke to Gunther.
Yes, I
from
did.
From the hit TV show Friends yesterday.
Yes, I did.
And I believe we have the highlights of that interview coming up.
Yes.
But he did us some jingles. We can talk about that now, can't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we can do those now, yeah.
Which I thought was very nice of him.
He is a very nice bloke, actually.
Yeah?
Really, really nice guy, yeah.
And, because obviously he was the man in behind the counter.
Yeah, he's the one, in the coffee house. In
Central
coffee
Perk is called.
Exactly.
That's right.
He fancies Rachel.
Yes, he does. God bless him.
Mm, God bless. James Martin Tyler is his real name.
That's right, and he says...
Hi, my name is James Michael Tyler, and I play Gunther on Friends.
James Michael Tyler.
Not Martin Tyler.
No,
Martin Tyler, of course.
James Michael Tyler, and I play Gunther on Friends.
That's right.
Martin Tyler, of course, being a famous sports commentator.
We know each other very well.
So we're very pleased that we got that. Now, he was the only cast member you interviewed.
He was the only one, yeah.
But we managed to get jingles from loads of people.
Mm.
Here's this one, obviously.
Hi, my name is James Michael Tyler, and I play Gunther on Friends. And whenever I'm in the UK, I like to listen to The Chris Moyle Show.
It's brilliant, isn't it? We also got this one as well.
Hi, this is Jennifer Aniston, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
Got loads of them. Loads of them, man.
Chris Moyle knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu, Roy Walker, and Davina, but he's never met this lineup.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show. Could you be more listening to The Chris Moyle Show?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
All the stars from Friends, Dave, listen to The Chris Moyle Show.
Hi, this is David Schwimmer, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
See, they love the show, Dave. They love it.
Morning cast.
Hello, everybody. So we'll do that interview in two records time then. Right, play this very loud. It's Jet.
Hi, this is Courtney Cox Arquette, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, leave it now, please.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Big Brother's new flow on Radio 1 for that. Jet, are you going to be my girl? Charts on Sunday. I don't know why they've written that down here. The charts every Sunday.
In the live lunch today on Joe Wiley's show.
You got a mouthful of food?
There's a surprise. You must be awake. Wasn't it Weight Watchers Thursday yesterday?
Mm.
Do you have any news for us?
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us?
I didn't lose anything this week.
Oh, did you put it on, though?
No.
Say, there you
but
go.
But we didn't say last week that I lost 4.5 pounds.
I know.
It's an odd mover.
You've got a crumb. Bite.
Hey?
You've got a crumb.
Sorry. Why do you want it? You've got a crumb there, Dave, if you don't want it.
One, two...
It wasn't a crumb, actually. It was a seed.
Where's Alan is coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. We will do the password before or after the news. I say before today.
Okay.
Speak with your mouth full. I wasn't asking permission. I was telling you. Woman.
Fact.
Hey. What? Leave her alone, mate.
Fact.
Oh, right. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of interviews is here, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Everybody loves these bits.
Good.
All right. So tell us, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Disco Dom.
Can I first just say apologies to everyone who lives in Kirby Lonsdale, as right. It's Kirby Lonsdale, not Kirkby Lonsdale.
Yeah. But why did you say Kirkby?
Because it's spelt Kirkby.
Right.
As in, as is the place in Merseyside spelt Kirkby, but pronounced Kirby.
Mm. Right.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Okay.
Dave Wind.
So anyway, back to yesterday. What did you do?
Yes, we were given an interview with a leading cast member of Friends. So everyone's very excited. And then Gunther walked in. And everyone was obviously hugely excited because he's one of my favourite characters in the show.
Yes.
He obviously is in the coffee shop, works behind the coffee shop, serving coffee in the coffee shop. He's James Michael Tyler in real life.
Tyler. Not Martin Tyler.
Not Martin Tyler.
The commentator for Sky, of course.
Yeah. I may have inferred that earlier.
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
And anyway, very, very nice bloke. And would answer any question that we would throw at him, which is good news.
Good.
Because we wanted to throw lots of weird questions at him.
Right, so is this an in-depth interview about Friends?
Not strictly, although he was there for that purpose and was probably expecting to be answering some questions on Friends.
Okay.
But that's too obvious.
Okay. I can hardly wait.
Hi, I'm James Michael Tyler. I play Gunther on Friends, and I'm from the state of California in the USA.
So obviously a huge night tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be tremendous.
With that in mind, what's your favourite cheese?
Havarti.
Havarti.
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't had that one before. We've asked Tom Cruise this question and Renée Zellweger as well, and we've still not had Havarti. What sort of cheese is that?
It's a very light version of Swiss. I'm from the Swiss family, Robinson, I believe.
Okay, nice. Thank you very much. Yeah. Also, one question we have to ask you, because you are here and you are huge. What's your favourite Back to the Future film?
I'd have to say the first one, honestly, because it established the superiority of the, the series of those films.
What sort of quality was it in the first one that really drew you in?
Well, you see, what happened is they went back, and then they went to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what really did it for me.
The clue's in the title.
Yeah.
Do you like the music of David Hasselhoff?
Well, he's huge in Germany. I think that Gunther's bigger in Germany, though, where we have to duke it out.
Do you have a kind of... I'm getting the impression there's a bit of rivalry between you.
Well, you know, there's some bad blood between me and Hasselhoff, but I really don't want to go into it because I'll become upset.
You can't even bring yourself to say his full name, can
no.
you?
No.
Shall I move on?
Yes.
Can you speak Portuguese?
Nein, aber ich kann Deutsch sprechen, nur ein bisschen.
Ja, danke for that. You've obviously been collecting Euro 2004 stickers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Goes without saying. How are you getting on with that, all right?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, but I don't know. I mean, it's just an amazing thing.
It is an amazing thing. I don't know if it's just me, but whenever you open a packet, there just seems to be lots of...
Bulgarians.
Yes. Are you finding that too?
Yeah, it's all over. I mean, you would expect, like, people from the other teams, right?
To at least get a say in there, yeah.
It's just a bevy of Bulgarians.
So you're finding that too?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'd like to give you a packet of stickers.
Oh, wow.
You can open.
Thank you.
You can test the theory, in fact.
Thank you. Let's see who's in here.
Yeah. You carry on there. You get five in each one.
There we go.
There you go. If you try and read the names out, then...
Let's see. This is Thomas Galasek.
Okay. What number is he? They have numbers on the back, obviously, as you know.
This one is 282.
Okay, 282.
All right. And then we have Johann Vogel, and that's 147.
Nice pronunciation.
Thank you. And this is, let's see, Velazar Dimitrov. Is that right? That's bad pronunciation. 216.
We're opening stickers with Gunther.
There we go. And now we got Stipe. Platiscosa?
Nice. No,
is
yeah,
right?
Good.
He's 159.
159, okay.
Yeah.
And then the last one?
Last one is Alexander Mostovoy. Mostovoy. Is that right?
That's right. That's
okay.
Lovely.
62.
62.
Yeah.
Thanks ever so much indeed for that.
Oh, cheers.
I mean, it's almost like an addiction with you, isn't it, the way you're clutching the stickers there?
I am coveting my stickers.
You are.
Did you actually ask him any questions about Friends?
Well, I thought he might have been a bit bored talking about Friends, so we thought we'd ask him about Euro 2004 football stickers instead.
Right.
But he's looking forward to it tonight, and he says there'll be a few surprises.
When did he say that? Because you didn't ask him.
Well, no, I mean, just as we were... I didn't record that bit. Should I have recorded that bit, do you think?
Really?
Wait, that more relevant? I believe he was in to promote the last ever Friends episode.
Yeah.
Tonight.
But, yeah.
And we gave him football stickers.
He seemed like a fun bloke. And I thought, you know, we shared a passion for stickers.
He sounded slightly robotic, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I know what you
like
mean.
Like as if he was a Texas speaking spell instrument. Well, no, this is himself just being himself.
Hi, my name is James Michael Tyler, and I play Gunther on Friends. And whenever I'm in the UK, I like to listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
That's amazing that he just said that out of the blue.
Mm. He said that, I mean, I didn't even ask him a question, he just said that when we sat down.
But he was also saying that all the cast are big fans of the show, and he brought in tapes of them saying so.
Mm. Hi, this is Matt LeBlanc, and you're listening to the Chris Moyle Show.
I like that.
He's got a slightly deeper voice, Matt LeBlanc, hasn't he?
More show. Hi, this is Lisa Kudrow, and you're listening to the Chris Moyle Show.
That's Lisa Kudrow there.
Phoebe, of course.
Mm. Well, congratulations. Another fantastic in-depth interview.
Thank you very much. We got something out of them that others didn't get out of him.
Well, yes, you certainly did. The fact that the floor vibrates when he speaks. I play Gunther and Friends.
I like the way you say,
Gunther and Friends.
Havate.
I'm James Martin Tyler. Hi, my name is James Michael Tyler, and I play Gunther on Friends.
I play Gunther on Friends.
And whenever I'm in the UK, yes. I like to listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
I don't believe in that.
I think he genuinely does.
Right. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's 10 to 8. We have an exclusive of the brand new Girls Aloud record.
This is desperately exciting.
Yeah. Cue woo.
Woo. Woo.
See, now you're just patronising them. You know what I mean? This is Girls Aloud. It comes out at the end of the tune. It's called The Show. You won't believe what I'm about to tell you, Dave.
Mm.
They sold over 1 million singles already.
Cowabunga.
I know. Girls Aloud. It's called The Show. It's great, isn't it?
Rachel likes that too.
Yeah.
She was just saying how much she likes her.
They're currently in the studio recording their second album. And in the video to this record, the girls work in a hair salon.
Ooh.
According to a bit in the newspaper today.
Just imagining how that might look.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
I think it could be quite successful though.
Really?
Saying that.
You were just saying that off the air before.
I was, yeah.
I thought she said off the air it was rubbish and she hated Girls Aloud.
No.
I thought you said that. I thought you called them talentless.
I don't think I did.
I said they're brilliant. I love them. Especially... No, do you know what? Equally. Mm,
all of them the same.
Yeah. I like them like one-fifth each.
Right, thus making a whole person.
That's what... Yeah, I like the hair of one and the face of another.
The arms of t'other.
Body and then legs.
Mm.
What about the feet?
Who can forget the feet?
They all have doggy feet. One of them,
webbed feet.
I don't want to say which one.
You know what they call her?
Yeah.
Duck girl.
Duck girl. So there you go. Last Friends tonight then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's sad. People are texting in saying, we know what happened at the end of Friends because we saw it last night in E4. Excuse me, I didn't watch it. What? What are you saying?
Was it on last night?
Well, you see, here's a dilemma, because my wife wanted to watch it last night, and I said, whoa,
yes,
we're
man.
Not watching it last night, because I want to know what happens on Friday night.
Damn right.
And then when we did try and... She just disobeyed me. And then when she tried to find it on the cable, yeah. She couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, that's good. That was a sign. It was a sign, Dave. I don't want to know. I want to watch it tonight. So we're not going to reveal any plot tonight at all. Because it's the last night of Friends. We're all excited. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Have you? Mm. Well, do you not allowed to say anything, though?
Okay.
I'm going to really miss Friends.
Mm.
I think my life will be the same.
My wife's devastated.
Really?
You know how upset I am about The Last Ever Friends?
How upset?
To the point I think I'm going to sing a song about it.
Just impromptu.
No, just me on my own. Quiet.
Friends, my favourite show, ain't on no more. Every Friday night on Channel 4. Friends, you were all friends to me. You made me drink coffee. Rachel, Ross and Phoebe.
Chandler, Monica and Joey Tribbiani.
Friends, I watched you as I lay in bed. Laughed when Joey got a turkey stuck on his head. Friends, with you my life was swell. Got my hair cut like Rachel. Was gonna marry Ross, but now my life's chaos. I used to watch every day. Thought Phoebs was cute and Chandler gay. Favorite bits. Still, Big Brother's back, I'll see more friends. If I was rich, you'd see I'd buy every one of the DVDs. So here the story ends, 'cause there is no more friends.
Beautiful.
All you Trekkies and TV addicts, don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. Come on. All you Klingons in your grandma's house, grab your backstreet friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches, grabbing with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire, but the mic goes stale.
Hi, this is Jennifer Aniston, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show. Hi, this is Courtney Cox Arquette, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
All the stars. All the stars, my friend.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show. Could you be more listening to The Chris Moyle Show?
There you go. Right, that'll do. Beastie Boys, check it out. Oh, no, no, shut up. Don't need you. It's this. Right, we're going to talk to Alan in about 10 minutes.
Soon.
You need today's password. It's very important. You can't play without it. Get ready. Here's today's password, all right? Forget friends. I want to go to Portugal. That's forget friends. I want to go to Portugal. If you find Alan and you shout that at him before anybody else, after this klaxon has gone off, by the way, you can't play before. That's the klaxon, right? You need that password. Forget friends, I want to go to Portugal. Right, got that?
Got it.
All right, we'll talk to Alan in about 10 minutes. Oh, yes. Darkness and Khalees coming up. Here's Dom and Jules, the news and sports, 2 minutes past eight.
Abu Hamza is fighting to stay in Britain.
And it's a happy homecoming for Roy Keane.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 5 minutes past eight.
Hello, this is Gunther from France, and I love listening to Dominic Byrne read the news.
It's quite a good impression, actually.
Well, thank you very much. You just add loads of bass on the voice and talk really low.
It's slightly Wogan, though.
It also sounds a bit like Walter Cronkite, which isn't a Target reference, but you know what I mean.
Yes, but nobody's going to know who he is. Apart from our friends stateside.
Hello to you.
Hello to you too, Dave.
I like that voice. I might do the rest of the show like it.
You should do.
And now, here's the darkness. And then, Khalees. Was.
Who's making noise?
My tummy again.
That was a throat gurgle, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, it wasn't more. It wasn't a belly gurgle, it was a throat one.
Acid in the throat.
I apologise. Sorry.
That's quite all right, Dave.
BBC.
since we started in the morning. See, we've had a lot of fun. Increased the listening figures, made Peter Andre number one. So next we'll go to Portugal and eat up all the pies. The only thing that's left to do is win a Nobel Peace Prize.
But I believe that is October.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Show your face, Vitti. Yeah, I'm like a human beatbox.
It's darkness.
Shut up. Right, darkness, then Khalees, and then we talk to Allard. And when the klaxon goes off, then you can approach him with the phrase that might indeed be paying with tickets to the airport final. Khalees. Trick Me comes out this week. Oh, is that this week, brother? We'll play the official England song, Farm, All Together Now, which comes out on Monday. So you must go and buy it. Well, yeah, I have to. It's up to you. We'll play that in a few seconds. First of all, we've got to find Allard. Morning, Allard.
Morning, Chris. Morning, Rachel. Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, Juliet. Morning, Dom.
Morning.
Morning. You're right.
I'm very good, thanks.
Okay, good.
It's a nice day again.
I was talking to Allard on our little video phone that we have, right? So I can keep in touch with him. And he's always careful not to let me see much of the background behind him to give away where he is. True?
Yes.
So yesterday, I ring him. He's in the car. He was in a right grump. And I went, listen, I'll talk to you later. And there's a little bit of a delay. And he went, okay, then. And I went, listen, call me when... And he just put the phone down.
Right. Oh, did I?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I was in a grump because I'd said something that could have given away where I was. And so did you pick up on that?
I think so, but you know what? I forgot what it was.
Oh, good.
I think it was the direction and the way you travelled, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. But I can't actually remember. But my geography is so bad, it really won't help me anyway, though.
Good.
All right, so give us some clues then as to where you are today.
Okay. Today, I'm in a city.
Right.
I've travelled 140 kilometres from yesterday.
Oh, I see what he's done there.
What's that in miles?
Well, I see, that's why he's sitting in kilometres, you see.
About 100 miles, isn't it?
And I'm next to a motorway in a car park.
What, there's a motorway in a car park? That's ridiculous. Do you mean you're in a car park next to a motorway?
That'll be it, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Two completely different clues, though, Alex. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm seeing the difference.
Because, like, if it was a motorway in a car park, you might be at Legoland. I don't know if they've made such
a... You wouldn't go very far, though, would you?
Well, that's the whole point of Legoland. It's small.
No, that's true.
If it's a motorway next to a car park...
Yeah.
Does that mean it's, like, somewhere you might take a rest?
What are you suggesting?
Service station.
Oh, I see. I can't say.
That's a yes, then, isn't it?
But how many service stations do you get in cities?
Well, good point. What are you laughing at? Wasn't that funny?
That was me.
is that Lady Paul?
That's Lady Paul, yeah.
Me, I'm a lady. I tell you what, I'm glad he finds it funny. Otherwise, next time he sees me, I'll knock the living crap out of me.
You're not laughing now, are you, Miles?
You two said as though you're having fun.
We're having a ball.
Oh, hey, Paul, be careful. One at a time, Paul. Right, so... So you're in a city, 100... You've travelled 140 kilometres from yesterday.
Yes.
And you're in a car park next to a motorway.
Yes.
If you can find Allard... By the way, his poster you can download off the website and stick it in your pocket if you really, really want to take it out seriously. Shows him from all angles.
I don't like that. Yeah. I didn't want that at all.
I like it. It's okay. It's
horrible.
I like the way you crushed your hands to keep your belly in.
Oh, that was just part of what I was doing in that photo.
Right, okay.
Pouting, holding my chest out, breathing in, all the rest of it. I hated that photo.
I know. Nice blouse, though, that you're wearing.
Thank you very much.
Right. What are you wearing today? Give us some clues.
I'm all blue today. Blue jeans, blue jacket, and a blue top with a big P on the front.
Well, there you go. Which stands for, of course?
I don't know, actually.
Right. A big P?
Yeah. Not like a, as a garden P.
No, I mean like the letter P. But
that'd be a ridiculous T-shirt.
Prince.
Pecker. So...
Dave!
Aled, what? As in woodpecker.
Aled, I'll come back to you later.
All right.
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Okay.
All right. More clues in a second. Where's Aled on Radio 1? Find him, be the first to find him, shout correctly the password from this morning at him, and you will get tickets to the airport final. In just under 2 weeks, you can be flying to Portugal for Euro 2004. With us, hang out, have a few beers, stay in a hotel, and then go to all three of England's qualifying games. And if you win, you have to sing this song. Or the chorus, anyway. Sing it, Dave.
All together now. All together now. All together now. Sounds better with reverb.
For England.
For England.
In control.
Celebrates a place in the finals of Euro 2004.
Comes out on Monday. Go and order your copy today. It's the official England song for Euro 2004. It's the farm all together now.
Oh, and a brilliant goal there from David Beckham.
Radio 1 at Euro 2004.
That's Aled and his friend. Right, I forgot to mention, by the way, but most of you know by now, if you think you know where Aled is, but you can't actually get to his location, you can always text. All you got to do is send your text message. It's got to start with the letters WA, as in where's Aled? WA, followed by the city where you think he is, followed by your name. For example, you would say WA New York Terry Bucket, right? If he was in New York.
Yeah, if that was his name, obviously.
Yeah, right. He's not in New York. So WA, the city where you think he is, followed by your name, send it to 81199 if you think you know where he is. And all the correct answers we get before he's found will go into the draw with everybody from this day, from every day this week who's done the same. And before 9 o'clock, is it? We will have one text winner at random that I'll just call back. And he comes to the airport final. Right, so you're in a city 140 kilometres away from where you were yesterday, and you're in a car park near a motorway.
Yes.
Okay. It's not enough, we need more clues.
Okay. This place achieved city status in 1893. There is a town of the same name as this in Alabama, USA.
Ooh.
And this was voted the number one city in the UK last year. Do you know where I am?
No, not a clue. The number one city in the UK last year. Well, it's got to be Leeds, right?
Can't say.
But I don't think there's a Leeds in Alabama.
Well, the thing is, I think that there might be a Birmingham in Alabama, but I don't think you are there, because I don't think the mileage is right. I think the mileage is about sort of Leeds sort of distance.
He's not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. I can't say yes or no.
Okay. So, have we worked out, or we think that he's in a service station? Car park. Is that what we're saying?
Well, he said he's in a car park next to a motorway, didn't he? But he also said he was in a city centre.
No, he didn't say he was in the city centre.
Oh, did he not?
No, he said he was in a city.
Okay, beg your pardon.
Right.
You don't know, do you?
So you could be motorway services then, could you?
I actually really, really, really don't know.
Okay. Someone will know.
Yeah. Can you type in www where is 140 kilometres from where I landed?
Well, I've worked that out on the AA side.
Right.
I can tell you where it is if you want.
No. What's strange is that there's a lot of people walking around me and no one has a clue that I'm on Radio 1 right now. Very weird.
What? Do you have any idea, Dominic? Oh, Inverness. No, he's stupid. Why would that be Inverness, Dominic? You're an idiot, you really are. Those clues are too difficult, I think. It was funny, the number one city in the UK last year. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
so...
actually, I got someone who's running up to me.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Someone doesn't think they're too difficult.
All right, hang on.
Okay, I'm going to put you straight on.
Put me straight on.
Okay, here we go.
How exciting.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Adele.
Adele?
Hiya.
Hi, you are live on Radio 1, don't swear.
Okay.
I am Chris Moyles, hello.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm very well. Do you know what today's password is?
I think so.
Okay, tell me then.
To get a friend down and go to Portugal.
Congratulations!
Yay! I've worked the work and everything, oh my God.
It's worth it though, eh?
Worth it, right.
Adele, exactly where are you now?
Ellen's Road.
Oh! Oh, he's outside the theatre of disaster. Adele, are you from Leeds?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay, right. How old are you, my darling?
30.
30. Cracking. Are you a Leeds fan?
I am, yeah.
God bless you. Don't you worry, we'll come back, love. We'll come fighting back.
Too right.
I'm telling you. Oh, well, listen, congratulations. I'm going to see you in just under 2 weeks.
Cool, thank you.
And you might be coming to Portugal with us.
Yay. Yeah.
All right, put Alan back on
all
if
right,
you want, mate.
Bye.
Bye. What a jolly girl.
Chris?
Yes or no? Fit or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But they were hard because you should have got them. It's your hometown.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't... what did I know when there's a town in Alabama called Leeds?
I'm actually standing at the feet of Billy Bremner.
Oh, legend, with his arms up in the air.
Exactly.
Mate, you should kiss his feet before you leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. 30.
And I'm not talking about Billy Bremner, I'm talking about Paul.
Hey,
I'm only joking. Right, so you're in Leeds today, then?
I'm in Leeds!
Hey, listen, are you going to pop in to see my mum?
I was thinking about that, actually, yeah.
Is everybody beeping now?
Yeah, everyone clicked and I'm here now.
That's because,
he just gave it away, that's why.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be here then.
So he's outside Ellen Road, the great home of Leeds United. One of the finest clubs to come out of Ellen Road.
One of the best stadiums in the First Division.
Not yet, son, not yet. Don't you laugh.
It's huge.
Thank you very much.
But what
what about Ellen Road? Stop talking about Paul. No. You can pop in and see my dad in hospital.
I was going to ask that, but okay.
Yeah,
maybe off air, I'll talk to you about that off air.
You can pop in. I'm sure he'd love to see you coming in to visit him with a big bunch of flowers.
You're bouncing in. Hiya!
Okay, well, listen, well done. So, seriously, yes or no, Adele's fit?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right.
I'm getting a good knack at this.
Small, medium or large, Alad?
Can't say.
Okay, right, fine. Talk to you on Monday, but you're back tomorrow. Jesus. Get out of the road. Tomorrow with Spoonie, then. Alan will be doing it again. Make sure you're listening from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow on Radio 1, it's Homelands 2000.
Live on Radio 1.
You know, I was saying the other day that certain people have been texting me, some mates and friends, going, will you let me know when he's going to be in Leeds?
Mm.
I'm going to text them back now and say, he's there today.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Longman wants him to pop into Wood Lane Stores. He says he'll make him a big meat sandwich.
What, Buttylicious?
Yeah. There you go. I don't know if you want him there, Longman, really. Seriously, you don't want him. Aladdin, I was
a fussy eater.
Yeah, oh, terrible. And what's this? Oh, don't like that. Pastrami.
Take the crust off.
I don't like it. Right, coming up, we'll play Destiny's Child, we'll play Scissor Sisters, and we had to phone somebody back who's texting with the right answer from one of the days this week, before Aladdin was found. One random text person We'll get a ticket to the airport final for our Euro 2004 competition. We'll do that in the next 15 minutes. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8.30.
The British government's insisting the Muslim preacher Abu Hamza won't
be your one.
And it's now 8.35.
The last one. Last Friends ever tonight at 9 o'clock.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
That was rubbish. Rubbish.
Rubbish. Do it again because, well, I didn't get my hands up in time, so to speak.
Calm down, Alan!
Alright, here we go. Right. Ready now.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke to book. Love that's the only
thing. You losers.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
I always do that with her because I'm Phoebe on the old credits, she's got like this. With her arm.
Like a train.
Like a pull of the train whistle motor.
Or a juggernaut horn.
Yeah.
Like on Convoy.
Exactly. 2, 3, 4. Big Brother 5 starts. Friends finishes all tonight. What a great night in.
Lucy Liu. With my girl Drew. Cameron D. And Dave.
My own.
Just when you thought it was all over.
Oh, and a brilliant goal there from David Beckham.
Radio 1 at Euro 2004. Where's Alan?
Forget Alan, he's in Leeds. We got that already. So we came up with this idea for those people, because obviously the idea is that Alan goes around the UK and he's got tickets for our airport final. We get a load of people down and we play silly games, whatever, questions and whatnot. And whoever wins that will be going to Portugal with us. So what we've done is sent Alan around the UK. But obviously, if he's in, like today's in Leeds, that's no good to you if you live in
Cornwall.
Yeah.
Or Northern Ireland.
Or Aberystwyth.
Scotland.
Yeah. So the idea was you can text in, and all the right text messages that come in before he's found, we'll then make a note of those. And we always said that on Friday, we'd choose one at random, call them up, and then they can come to the airport final as well. So they get as much chance as anyone else.
Fair's fair.
So I'm going to choose one. I've got one, Dom. Tell me when to stop.
There.
Okay. Right, fine. So I just call them on.
Go on.
All right, I'm going to. Go on.
I said got one.
Oh, I thought you said go on. Okay. I'll give you a clue. I hope this doesn't ruin it. But the number starts with a 0, then a 7. Okay.
Like every mobile number in the country.
Sure, I'm trying to build tension, sorry, dude. Here we go.
It's ringing.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Hello?
Dan?
Yes, sir?
You're coming to the airport final.
Oh, fantastic! Yes!
Yes, indeed.
Come on!
Where are you, Dan?
On the way to work.
Okay, a little bit more information will be good.
On the way to Cambridge, on the way to work. Pulled over at the A14.
Okay, very nice. All right. Well, listen, you texted in one day before Alan was found, which means you went into the draw. We just pulled your name out. You, son, will be coming to the airport final.
Yes, come on. Fantastic.
You have to turn up with a friend. Who will you bring?
It's got to be the fiancé, really. Oh, she'll never forgive me.
Very nice. All right. So you're both going to pack a bag, prepare for a couple of weeks off, and then, well, percentagely, go home very disappointed. However, if you win, you're flying with us on a plane to Portugal that afternoon.
Yes, we're getting closer.
Mate, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Someone's going to win it.
Can't wait, can't wait.
I'll see you in less than 2 weeks, Dan.
Okay, cheers, Chris.
Bye, mate, have a good day at work.
Okay, bye.
Bye. There you go, lovely. Right, so obviously we're off now until we got Monday off, can you believe that? Some kind of scheduling error, probably, you know, I'm sure of it. Probably don't get bank holidays off. That fat boy and his mates work. So, Tuesday, we're back on next. However, Alan is still touring the UK. Somewhere tomorrow with Spoonie, somewhere Sunday with Spoonie, and then I suppose Wes on Monday, won't he, mate?
Yep.
So make sure you're listening out. Alan has got tickets for airport final. You could be getting them off him.
This summer.
2 years ago, I was a kid, and what happened was I phoned up my local radio station because I was doing a phoning competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Guess the Christmas Song. And that was all the clues they gave you. So I rang up and said, Frosty the Snowman, and they put me on the air. And they said, oh, let's talk to Chris now in Leeds. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What do you think the answer is?
Is it Frosty the Snowman?
No, that's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Oh.
But call back if you want another go. So I did. And I thought it was great. And from that moment on, I thought, radio, that's the thing for me. That's really fun and cool. And you don't have to do any manual labour. So I worked at different radio stations up and down the UK. Worked in Luxembourg when I was 18. Eventually got a job at Capital Radio in London. Within a year, was poached to go to Radio 1. And I've been here ever since. And now I'm doing the Radio and Breakfast Show, which is one of the biggest radio gigs you can do in the world. I'm at the top of my tree. However, my mum just uses it as a way to send messages to her family and friends. It's unbelievable. Does a favour. Just say hello to Maureen, who works in the chemist, will you? She'd save me some ointment. Mum, no, no. No, I don't think so, no. And she'll ring the studio. Rachel goes, hello, hang on, it's your mum. Oh, God, what's she want now? Hello, I promised a fella you'd say hello to him. Who is he? He was a traffic warden. Now, and a message. Why are you telling traffic wardens? I'll say hello to him on the air. No! Because not just for you. Ah, go on. Just say hello to him. His name was Paul. Right. Well, I'll try my best. Can you get me any tickets for Will Young? Mum, you're pushing it now. Oh, he's playing here with House. It'll be a lovely concert. Well, I'll see what I can do. Brilliant. So, you get some tickets for her. Where's the backstage passes? Where's the access almost all areas? Where's access all areas? That's my mum. So anyway, she sent me a text message. Please can you say hello and thank you to Auntie May? That's my mum's sister, who's doing my ironing. What? She's got everyone wrapped around her little finger. And Uncle Jim for all their help. Mum. Not love, Mum. Not thanks, Mum. Not kiss, kiss from Mummy. That just that, Mum. Unbelievable. His dad, right, has a quadruple heart bypass. I ring him up. How you doing, Dad? I'm all right, thanks. He's got a tube stuck in his throat. I'm all right, thanks. And I said to him, "What happens if you sneeze?" He goes, "You don't pop out, wouldn't it?" So anyway. And they're moving him from intensive care into, I don't know, less...
The high dependency unit's called.
That's the one. Why didn't you say that yesterday?
Because I forgot what it was called okay. Until today.
That's right. So they're moving there. And I went, well, listen, it's great to hear your voice. Thank God the operation was a success. Yeah, hang on a second. What's your name? Look, Caroline. Will you say hello to Caroline tomorrow? Bloody hell, Dad! You've got tubes stuck in your mouth. That, forget mentions and dedications. Get well soon. Unbelievable. So anyway, morning, Dad, if you're listening.
Cheeky. Give me a slap when I'm fit. I might have had a quadruple heart bypass, but you're still not too big to get a slap.
And he means it. Not that I was beaten as a child. I mean, that's like an Oprah. I'm going on Oprah Winfrey. Oh, it's a terrible childhood. Oh, terrible. All the time, Mum and Dad just wanted requests on the radio. Oh, the ringing bell every 2 minutes. So, hello, Dad, if you're listening. And hello to Mum and Auntie May and Uncle Jim. Anybody else want me to say hello to anybody? Rach? No. Dave?
Right, I think.
Is your mum listening?
She won't be up yet.
Rach, anyone you know?
May as well say hello to my dad, because I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, here we go.
And so obviously my cousin in America, who always listens.
Yeah,
I'll listen again.
They're the only friends you've got.
Well, and lots of other friends will be listening.
Oh, say hello to Dr. Mark, actually.
Oh, here
he's
we
in
go.
The car.
It's off now. Hello, Dr. Mark.
He's driving to Newquay, you know, with all his hippie mates.
Oh, and my friend Carolyn, because it's her birthday next week.
Hey, happy birthday, Carolyn, yeah.
Excellent.
Actually, go and say hello to me, Mum. She might be up.
Hi, Mum. You're right. Morning, Mum.
It's her birthday the other day, you know.
Oh. Was it?
Wednesday it was.
I did send a card. Did she get it?
No, she's having problems with her post.
Oh, them damn postmen.
Oh, one other person.
Oh, go on,
my
yeah.
My friend Kathy, because she's in the gym listening.
That's lovely. Right, thanks. Any more for any more?
Can I say a quick hello to my granddad, Jimmy?
How old is he?
He's 80-something, because we went to his 80th. Shirley Bassey played. Not the Shirley Bassey, it was a tribute band. Good morning.
Jesus. Anybody else who knows me, do you want to text my mobile and say hello to someone for you? Seriously, anyone listening? Long man, do you want me to say hello to anyone for you? Al, do you want me to say hello to anyone for you? Eh? Mikey, anybody? Oh, just text me. I'm just like a one-man dedication shop, me. Right, that's Avril Lavigne in 17. It's Link. How do you get to taste this Link from yesterday's Oasis Wonderwall?
A Wonderwall shouldn't be mistaken for a Wonder Bra, which is a device used to maximise a woman's physical qualities. Qualities are a good thing, which can also be seen as assets. The word assets shares many of the same letters as the word Stetson, which is a type of large hat worn by cowboys.
Right.
Despite their name, cowboys are more likely to ride horses than cows.
Right.
Cows are the chief producers of milk in this country. Country File is a show you'd associate with John Craven.
Yeah.
Craven Cottage is the home of Fulham FC. Fulham FC are managed by Chris Coleman. Chris Coleman is Welsh, like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones has a son called Dylan. Dylan was a character in The Magic Roundabout.
Yes.
The plural of roundabout is roundabouts, which are a common feature on the roads of modern Britain.
Yeah.
Britain was the home of the Industrial Revolution.
Right.
Revolution was a big hit for the Beatles, and the Beatles' back catalogue is owned by Michael Jackson.
Partly. Technically.
Which links
not technically.
Which links
partly.
Which links
certain songs.
Which links us.
And it's not the Beatles. You're talking about Apple. And the
which
of Apple.
Yeah. Which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Are you kidding?
No.
Loud, please.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power.
My mate John says, can you say hello to my girlfriend's brother Andy and Joe, who are getting married today, please? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Is that a message board now?
I think so. My favourite one on the text message said, Chris, if you're saying hello to people, can you say hello to my missus and tell her to take her ass out of her head and stop moaning?
Take her ass out of her head?
Yeah, I'm sure it's meant to be the other way around.
Oh, I see, right.
Certainly.
Either way, it's like a yoga move, isn't it?
There you go. What a tune, by the way. 6 minutes of Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Seamless, Dave?
Yep.
Sure?
Yep.
Want to put money on it? Let's go for a tenner.
Why, are you sure that there's problems?
No, I'm saying. Do you want to go for a tenner?
Make it a nice round fiver.
Okay, fiver it is. Go through the clues then, one by one.
Okay, a Wonderwall shouldn't be mistaken for a Wonder Bra. That's a device to maximise women.
Okay, Rachel, do you agree with that, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, yes, fine. Fact.
Fact.
Qualities are a good thing and can also be seen as assets. Fact. The word assets shares many of the same letters as the word Stetson.
Okay, let's just stop there. Assets, how do you spell that?
A-double-S-A-double-S-E-T-S.
E-T-S and Stetson.
S-T-E-T-S-O-N.
So that's four letters.
So you're sharing...
S-T-E-S.
S-T... Well, two S's, obviously.
Yep.
Which are the two S's in assets. Are both in Stetson. The E and the T. Yeah. There you go. So most of the same letters.
So the letter N doesn't appear, the letter O doesn't appear.
Ah, but you see, shares many
it's
of
got
the...
got one extra T in there
shares
as well.
Many of the same letters. Technically, I'm right.
Three letters it shares, doesn't it?
Yep. Many of the same letters.
Well,
it's not a very long word.
No.
In fact, you could argue that it shares half of the same letters.
Right, okay.
Almost.
Right, go on.
Okay, next one. Cowboys ride horses, not cows. Correct.
Is that right? Do they ride
horses?
Yeah,
they don't ride cows.
Correct.
Okay. Cows produce milk. Fact.
Right, okay.
Country File is a show you'd associate with John Craven. Fact.
Yes, yes.
Craven Cottage is home of... Now, I know what you're going to say here, and many smart asses on the text have already stated this.
Yes.
Obviously, Fulham are currently playing at Loftus Road while their ground is redeveloped. However, Craven Cottage is undoubtedly the home of Fulham FC. Always has been, and indeed, always will be when they redevelop it. No further questions. Next. Chris Coleman is Welsh. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Welsh. Fact. Catherine Zeta-Jones' son, Dylan. Dylan and the Magic Roundabout, yes. Roundabout, roundabouts, yes. Modern Britain, Industrial Revolution. Revolution was a hit for the Beatles. The Beatles back catalogue...
What was a hit for the Beatles?
Revolution.
How did that go?
You're talking about a revolution. Well, you know.
We all want to change the world. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
Find out about that song for me, Rachel, on your Ask the Internet.
Why? Is there a problem here?
No, I'm curious about that song.
Oh, you weren't sort of going along with the text people who were saying that obviously I was mistakenly referring to Revolver, which was, of course, was an album, not a track.
Well,
if you
true.
Actually see what I wrote here, it's Revolution.
I don't see it's radio. There are no pictures.
So what exactly are you trying to pick up here in terms of my facts?
I was just checking that the link was seamless.
See,
you've
weighed into this and now you look foolish.
I don't look foolish.
You do look foolish because all my stuff is watertight. I think you owe me a fiver.
Rachel?
I'm going to do some research.
Just admit it. You're wrong, both of you.
Listen, why not?
You look stupid.
We haven't actually accused you of doing anything wrong yet, have we, Rachel?
Well, the fact that you bet money on the fact that I had inaccuracies would imply that you thought there was problems, which clearly there aren't.
No further questions.
Maybe he was just stringing you along, Dave.
Two words. Dave wins.
No, he
don't
doesn't.
Think so. I don't think so.
Yes, you're not familiar with Revolution?
What?
It was covered, of course, by the Thompson twins as well.
Was it?
Hmm.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Hold Me Now.
No, I'm thinking of Revolution.
You're thinking of Doctor Doctor, Can't You See I'm Burning.
Why don't you have a look on...
Which was written by Lennon and McCartney.
Why don't you have a look on everyhit.com.
Everyhit.com? Okay. So what do you do? You type in... What do you type in?
You type in Revolution if you want.
Okay. Title of song. Okay. Revolution. How do you spell Revolution?
R-E-V.
R-E-V.
O-L.
O-L.
U-T.
U-T.
I-O-N.
Okay. And then... From what, 1952 to 2004?
That'll do, yeah.
And then, search?
Yeah. Okay. It should give you all of the different versions of Revolution, including the Thompson Twins cover and, of course, the Beatles original.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's a handy thing to have, isn't it? Well, there's obviously lots because it's doing a search. Let's have a look. Okay, Revolution by The Cult.
Yes.
Revolution Baby by Transvision Vamp.
Mm-hmm.
Revolution in the Summertime, Cosmic Rough Riders.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more.
What are you saying, my friend Dave?
Everyhit.com.
Can you smell that, Rachel? Rachel, can you smell that? I can smell a fiver. Can you smell that? Can you say you want a revolution?
Not so fast, my fat friend.
Yes?
Bear with me.
I'm bearing with you.
No way, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Talking about great music, I love the band T-Rex, don't you? Type T-Rex in, name of artist there, Rachel. Let's have a look at some of T-Rex's greatest hits. I love T-Rex, don't you, Dom? Love T-Rex. They did Get It On, do you remember that? Get it on. Mark Bolan was a musical genius. We have reached half-time early, by the way.
Oh, do you want me to do the old, precursor?
No, we'll do that in a minute. I love that.
It's just loading up now, bear with me, please.
Oh, yes. 20th century boy, metal guru, telegram Sam, ride a white swan.
Should we give up?
No, it's coming, Rachel. All in good time, my dear.
It's like Dave and I...
I've got a book on my desk.
It's like we're in different comedy cul-de-sacs. We know where the other one is, we just can't see them.
I know exactly where I am.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in Correct Street.
By the way, Joe Wiley wants to book you for the live lounge.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she does.
What, a sort of a cappella?
Hello to Ginger Robbo, who's on his stag do in Newcastle this weekend.
Do you know, we're having problems with our computer system.
Is that right, Dave? Yes.
Which means I will let you off the hook for a few minutes while we play another record, I will punish you.
Is that right? Yeah. How will you punish me?
By proving how wrong you are.
Dominic, you look as though you want to say something.
Ah.
I come from a fact area.
Yep.
Revolution was not by the Beatles, Dave. Revolution was, shall I tell him?
Yes.
By Mr. John Lennon. In a solo capacity. Just John Lennon, not the Beatles.
Type put John Lennon into that there, Rachel. Oh, look, is that the Guinness Book of Hit Records there you have in your hand?
Yeah, UK hit singles.
Wow! Do you want to have a look in that, Dave, or do we not have time all of a sudden? Dave?
Leafing through there.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Yes, Dave?
I'm still having problems with my computer system.
Well, now you've got a book in front of you.
Yeah, but this is a now rambling link.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Dave, look at me.
be...
Dave, look at me.
Hello.
Chris wins. And Rachel wins.
Thank you.
And Dominic wins, and Joss wins, and everybody wins but you. Good night, God bless.
You loser.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. Yes. 08700 100 100. Today you can win tickets for Homeland.
Homeland!
You have to be in a car park, and know your catchphrases. And that's VIP tickets.
Wow. What's the number again?
08700 100 100.
That's a great record there on Radio 1. Jay Sean and the Rishi Rich Project, Eyes On You, which comes out in 3 weeks. So I'll be queuing up then. And the Rasmus for that, and then the Shadows. I like that, don't you, Rachel?
Yes.
Good morning, this is Radio 1. It's the Chris and Rachel show in the morning. And we've got Dominic and Jules and everything. So there we go. All right, it's 20 past nine. Okay, so moving on then. Anything else you want to talk about?
The caller on line one.
Oh, good, we'll do that in a sec. So what was that clicking noise?
Oh,
what's up, Dave? What? Oh, your microphone's broken. Hello? We've logged it on the studio fault board.
Hello.
But, maybe, yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, deary, deary me.
Oh, hang on a second before you say anything else. We're receiving an internal mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Alex Jones Donnelly, head of music. Please do not discuss music for the next 40 minutes. It is a legal matter.
Well, I will adhere to
as
that.
As of now.
In a second, because
said,
during
as of now.
During that last record, yeah. I happened to find something in my book of music facts.
Yes.
And it's concerning the track Revolution.
Right.
Which features on the White Album by the Beatles. And if you look here as to who actually took part in the record, it says John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr.
Right.
Collectively,
yeah,
known as the Beatles.
Right, so what does that
therefore,
mean?
Therefore, Revolution,
yes,
was quite clearly,
yes,
a track by the Beatles.
That's not what you said.
It was what I said.
You said a hit by the Beatles.
It was a hit
We've
by the Beatles.
We've got to move on anyway.
I think you're fine. Wasn't it actually the B-side to Hey Jude? Technically, B-sides aren't hits.
How stupid you two clowns look now.
How was that a hit for the Beatles?
It was a hit.
It was merely tucked away on an album.
You didn't even think it was by the Beatles.
Merely tucked away.
You tried.
Merely tucked away on an album.
You tried to take me on.
And by the way, Dominic, king of fact.
King of nonsense.
King of rubbish. That's you, Mr. Dominic.
I am right, as well as Dave being right.
There you go, you see?
Yeah.
Well, therefore, if you're right and he's right, you both cancel yourselves out.
Yeah.
Which means Rachel and I are right, we win.
Idiots, yeah, a lot of you. I win, no further questions.
No, I just told you I win. You know nothing.
Somebody on the phone.
Yeah, I know, I'm coming to that in a minute. But first I had to play the music because she gets all excited. You excited yet? Are you excited yet? It's not kicking in yet, but it's building. It's building. 3 seconds. Countdown, Davina. 3, 2, 1, go!
Hello.
Hello, Davina McCall.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Hello. No, I win.
Davina wins.
I win.
How do you win?
I don't know.
Because she has...
I'm always right.
Because she has lovely eyes.
Yay.
Yay.
I have lovely eyes.
Where are you?
I'm at home. I'm just literally about to get in the car to go. I'm so excited.
Oh.
As you know, I would be. Yeah, it's going to be mega.
Right, good.
Yeah, I've been constantly learning everybody.
Can you comment, yes or no, on alleged stories in the newspapers about who's going in the house?
I can only... That I haven't got names.
Right.
I mean, I've got names, obviously, but I can't give you names.
No, I know you can't.
But they've released, like, a single line, I think, about each housemate.
Because what they do every year, they go, ha-ha-ha, we know who the housemates are. And they turn out to not be the housemates at all.
Yeah, well, that's happened a lot. I have seen a few papers. What happens every year is that there are, for the 2 weeks before the actual show, we try the house out with people living in the house. So then the papers always think that the people that go into the house for the 2 weeks previous to the launch night are the housemates, but they're not.
They're not at all.
But they're not.
They're not.
And we've had some amazing stuff going on.
Really?
In the house without even the housemates in there. Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing is, the house, because the house is built differently, it's a much more difficult house to live in.
It's smaller, isn't it?
Much smaller. The walls kind of lean in a bit. It's quite
claustrophobic.
And there's one bedroom with not enough beds in. And you can't get away from anybody, do you know what I mean? And when you've got bigger personalities in there, which we have got this year, it's just going to be a lot more difficult.
What, bigger personalities? Bigger than Cameron?
Yes.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Wow.
Probably maybe a little bit more controversial than Cameron as well. I mean, although Cameron was extremely controversial.
Hello, I'm Cameron.
No, but let's not take it away from him. He did win.
He did, and he's lovely. He bought me a T-shirt in Chicago.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Here's a question that everybody wants to know, especially all the fellas. What will you be wearing tonight?
Oh, you know, I've gone a bit stricter.
Right.
I've gone a bit stricter. I'm just wearing a black suit. So it's fairly boring.
Right, yeah. It's a bit boring, that's
but underneath I'm wearing black underwear.
Hey!
Yeah, great.
Makes a change for you, doesn't it, Davina?
Yeah.
Yeah, normally. Commando McCall, we call her in the industry. Wardrobe's worst nightmare.
Are you going to be watching?
No, I'm out tonight. Of course I'm watching.
I'll wave.
Will you?
Yeah.
Just for me.
I'll wave.
We're going to be, I think we might have a Big Brother party.
Oh, really?
Big Brother friends party, yes.
Yeah, it's a kind of must watch.
I think so.
Nice,
and I'll even watch Dermot before Friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's how excited I am.
Yeah, well, it's a whole evening, a soiree.
Exactly. So it's a busy night for you, then?
It is a very busy night. And I literally, they were so worried about the housemates' kind of identities getting out that I didn't get the full biogs on the housemates until yesterday. And it was like cloak and dagger. I had an actual researcher came and delivered it into my hands. They wouldn't drop it through the door or anything. It had come into my hands, and I had one day to learn it all.
Do you have that information in front of you now?
I have, actually, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Can you read us a word off your information?
And.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
It's very exciting. And I wish I could just tell you everything. And I can't.
Okay, all right, without giving anything away, will one of the housemates be a man?
Yes.
Brilliant!
It's got such a good mixture of people this year, and also kind of people that we haven't necessarily seen, you know, in types of people that we haven't necessarily seen in the house before.
Aliens!
That sort of thing, yeah.
Animals! A zebra!
No animals.
Right.
No chickens.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah, because they just always got ill.
I hate the chickens. It's a waste of time. And
didn't
I think,
they?
And I think you should give them a washing machine.
A washing machine?
Yeah.
No. Do you know one of my favourite things was waiting to see how long they leave it before they wash their sheets?
Oh, do you know, seriously, if it was me, I wouldn't wash them once.
Are you joking?
Well, it's your...
No, Moyalty, you don't mean that.
It's your own...
No, Moyalty.
No, really, honestly, I wouldn't wash my sheets. Why? If you're the only one sleeping in the bed...
No, Moyalty, but what about personal hygiene?
I'd shower, you know, a couple of times a week.
Oh, mate.
What?
Mate, no.
How often would you do your sheets?
Once a week, at least.
But, you know, it's...
But
it's...
I'm a girl.
Chris, have you changed your duvet cover this year?
Well, my cleaner does it. So
your cleaner does it.
Yeah.
Mine does mine.
I was about to say, don't pretend that you do it yourself. You don't even know where your washing machine is.
I can't find it. My house is so big. Joke!
Yes? Yeah.
Well, listen, wanted to say, you and Dave...
You love me?
Genius.
What?
Genius on in the morning.
Stop it.
Love it.
Thank you, Davina.
So, yeah, I love it.
I've got to be honest, though, less Dave, though, more the genius is my word.
No, both of you, well, your team. Come on, Morsey.
It's like I'm driving and he's next to me. We're both going the same way.
But I'm navigator.
If it wasn't for my steering and pedal work...
Davina, we could pay you a compliment, too, and say that you're looking lovely at the moment.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're looking buff.
I'm tight.
Tight.
I'm sorry to hear that, but... You do look very well. By the way, that man called me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and it was just before I went away on holiday, so...
And have you called him back?
Right, I'll be honest with you. I came back off holiday, and I called during the day, and there's no answer, and I didn't leave a message.
And you didn't leave a message?
No, I didn't, but...
You chicken.
No, I know, but I will.
We're trying to get Morsey to work out with my marine.
No. But, you know, it's...
Come on, Morsey.
No, well... Can I train with you?
No, you can't. You got to have one-on-one and go for the burn.
Go for the what?
Go for the pomp.
Okay.
You know the Arnold Schwarzenegger? Have you seen the Arnold Schwarzenegger DVD? No. With him when he was training.
Terminator?
Before, when he was training to be a...
Conan the Barbarian?
Or whatever it was.
No.
And he's talking about going for the pomp.
Twins?
Kindergarten cop?
Shut up!
You love me.
I love twins. Now that's a funny movie.
Hey, wouldn't you be happy if there was a twin of me?
Twins and Dave. That would be too much.
So, Big Brother Fire tonight.
Yes.
So let
it's all different. Everything, it's all different. The sort of basics are the same, but, like, the set's different, how we're approaching it's different, the house is different, the exit from the house is different. It's exciting.
Is it yet another design from the mind of the great Marcus?
Yes, I think it is.
Because he designs the look of the house, doesn't he?
Yes, I think it is.
I'm fascinated to know what his house looks like.
Well, I hope it doesn't look like the one he's designed this time, because it would be bloody annoying.
Well, that chicken coop's going to go somewhere.
Yes, and it's in his back garden.
I'm telling you. All right, so...
And can I just tell you one other thing?
Yes.
I haven't seen the Diary Room chair.
You haven't?
No! I'll text you later on.
Yes, do.
Yes.
Do.
I'll let you know.
So, am I right in saying, and this is off the top of my head, it's 8 till 9 is Big Brother's little brother.
Yep.
And then 9 to 10 is Friends.
Yep.
And then 10 o'clock till 11 is Big Brother with the beautiful Davina McCall.
Yeah.
Now in her fifth series.
Now my fifth series.
Of the show, and which will be rubbish when she leaves.
Yeah, well, I'm never leaving.
Really?
Never.
I wouldn't say that on the air, because your agent will be going mad. That's how she gets this extra money for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you never know. She might never do it again.
Oh,
no, I ruined it. That was... Can you hear Holly?
Hello, Holly?
Holly?
Yeah.
Miles is saying hello. You say hello?
No.
No. She
hello.
Never, ever play when you want them to.
Oh. Is she starting to look like me yet, Holly? All right. Well,
no, actually, weirdly, Tilly does.
Okay. How is your husband?
He's very, very good, and he sends you a big, manly cuddle.
All right, well, say hello back. Davina, I love you lots. You'll be fantastic tonight.
See ya.
And hang on the line, because I need to talk to you off the air privately about,
all right, mate.
About maintenance and that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
All
okay.
right, then.
Okay.
Bye!
Bye!
Lovely Davina McCall. She's beautiful and has tattoos. One that says Moyles, and one that says Dave.
She likes it equally.
She's got them on her fists, on the knuckles, and they have to, she has to go into...
Does she have six fingers?
What? No, it's like M-O-Y-L-E and then S together.
And then it'd be Stave.
D-A-V-E. What?
Right.
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
Right, and it's... Are you still on the line, Davina?
Hello.
I'll call you back because I've got to do news, so I can't talk
call
to
me
you.
Call me on the mobile.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't have a mobile. Yes, I do. Right, tickets for Homeland's coming up in Car Park Catchphrase. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9:32.
Abu Hamza is told he won't face execution in the States.
And Mourinho's ready for the King's Road.
BBC. So we get to see the final episode of Friends tonight after more than 200 shows. Will Monica and Chandler get their baby? Will Rachel go to Paris or get back with Ross? Is that meant to be Friends?
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. I'll be there for you. 1932.
Rubbish. You heard me talking to James Michael Tyler, who plays Gunther, about football stickers earlier. This is what he told Newsbeat.
I've always described it as like you're leaving university, right? You know, you spend a lot of time with these people, make great friends. Then you move on with your life. Well, that's what's going to happen with us. We all have families now. We have kids on the way. Our kids are already there. So, but it's sad. Yeah, it really is sad.
And straight after Friends, Big Brother 5 kicks off. Davina said there are more strong characters in there this year than ever. Is that Big Brother?
Listen.
What's that? What is that?
It's the Big Brother theme tune.
The design of the house this year is meant to cause major tensions, here's the sport.
Jose Mourinho is on his way to London.
Some showers around this morning. Northwest England and central Scotland are getting the worst of it, though. Some sunshine in the east later. What's that?
Big Brother!
There's nothing like it.
How does the Big Brother theme tune go?
Ding, ding, ding. Not like that.
Right, it goes like this.
What's that sound like?
Big Brother?
It doesn't.
One Road Travel.
It's Motorway Friday, of course. It's one of everyone's favourites this morning. The M6 in Cumbria, there's a roadwork southbound between junctions 37 at Kendall and junction 36, which some people have called Kirkby, which is stupid. It's Kirby Lonsdale.
Nice.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
And it's now 9:37.
It's the wrong notes. Do you know where I think you're going wrong? I don't think your xylophone is set up for all the different sharp and flat keys.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I can do friends.
Clearly not.
It's uncanny.
Unfunny.
Two words. Job club. Sharing between you.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy and he wants to play for Leeds. Cause with Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead, dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley.
She thinks my notes are good.
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Big Brother tonight, friends tonight, pub before you do that, what a weekend! I'm still listening, Davina. Davina is the only reason to watch Big Brother. I love Davina. From Stephen in Derry.
Quite right.
Everybody loves Davina. Do you love Davina?
I love Davina.
Rachel, do you love Davina?
I love her.
Dominic, do you love Davina?
I love her.
She would be scared by you. Your bald face and head would scare her.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. She would go, isn't that the man off the Shaun of the Dead phone boxes?
No, she wouldn't. That's in your head only.
Isn't he the baldy zombie?
No, she wouldn't.
Doesn't he get up in the middle of the night and walk around with his arms out in front of him going,
like a dombie.
She'd be intrigued by me.
She'd be repulsed by you.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. What did you do, Dominic, then? Did you have a clapping problem?
When I jumped up, I've got a bit of a problem with Stephen and the twins as a result.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries, right. Let's meet today's contestants, please.
Welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris, it's Stu and I'm from Crewe.
Woo! Stu from Crewe.
It rhymes, mate.
It does, doesn't it? What do you do, Stu?
I'm a part-time builder and, part-time motorcycle racer.
Wow. What motorcycle do you ride?
I've got two Suzuki GSXR 1000s.
That's what I've got.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, it goes like a dream.
You failed your CBT.
Shut up.
Fell off a scooter.
I didn't fall off.
You did?
No.
You ripped your coat.
Right, okay, no. What happened was I skidded. How many times do I have to tell you this? I skidded on the back wheel spun on oil left on the road, and therefore I had to make a crash landing into the curb.
You were trying to turn the bike around in the road, put too much gas on, slipped on leaves and ripped your coat.
That's not true. There was a problem with the bike because it was old.
I always blame the bike.
Thank you, Stu.
Pleasure.
Where are you parked now?
I'm in Car Hi-Fi Centre in Crewe.
Wow, which one?
The one leading off Furnival Street.
Oh, okay. The area. Yeah, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that one, Dave?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Furnival Street.
Yeah.
And what are you driving?
I've got a red VW Transporter 800 Special.
Nice wheels. Or as they say in Portuguese,
Bellas Rodas.
There you go. Oh, what a laugh face, Stu. So when will you become a full-time motorcyclist?
There's a chance next year if my sponsors stick with me and I get a few better results than what I've been getting so far. There's a chance next year, yeah.
Are you sponsored?
I am.
By who?
Metabo. They're a power tools manufacturer from Germany.
Right, well, they better pay more now, because they just had a mention.
Yes.
Right, let's hear the horn, Stu. Oh, that's all right.
Beefy.
Is your window down?
It is.
Well, okay, it just seems... Go on, and again? You were leaning out of the window?
I was, yes. Half in, half out.
All right, stay there then.
Okay.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. It's Mick from Blackpool.
Hey! Have you got your radio on, Mick?
Pardon?
Have you got your radio on?
No, I haven't. It's turned off, mate.
Oh, okay.
What's for the feedback then?
Oh, sorry about... 1 second.
No, that's me.
Are you all right? Is that all right now?
Oh, hang on. That's why.
Is it me or you?
It was Rachel.
Oh,
right.
Rachel.
What do you do, Mick?
I'm an HGV driver, Chris.
Fantastic.
I'm running an HGV today. I'm in a Mercedes Sprinter.
Nice wheels. Dominic?
I like to think so.
Bella's Rodders.
Bella's Rodders, indeed. What do you do? Do you deliver or do you...
I deliver cookers.
Cookers?
Range cookers, yeah. Quite expensive cookers.
Gordon Ramsay? Jamie
Oliver? Well, we actually did it to Hainsley Harriet the other day, so...
Hainsley Harriet?
Yeah,
Hainsley Harriet.
Yeah,
surely.
Hainsley and Hainsley's brother.
Was Hainsley Harriet in Old Creatures Great and Small? He was a chef of the family.
He might have been, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, hello, Hainsley, if you're listening.
Hainsley does it this way, Hainsley does it that way.
I hope you're currently enjoying your new oven. That was delivered by Mick.
Pardon?
Where are you parked?
I'm parked in a little, well, I say a lay-by, it's more of a dirt track off the A59 by Clayton Lee Dale.
why did you laugh at that, Dominic?
What's so funny about a dirt track?
I don't know, nothing at all.
Good place for scrambling.
Damn right.
I had to find somewhere to park.
You should.
Yeah, there's no better place than parking in a dirt track. Right,
exactly.
Let's hear the horn then, Mick.
Okay.
Somewhat lackluster.
Stu, let's hear yours again. Okay, so he's just slightly... I'm going to pan him left and right. Stu, do yours again. Mick? Oh, are you ready, Mick?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Stu?
I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Here we go, then. Best of luck. Here's your first catchphrase. Mr. Fish is doing a spot of work for the council. He's doing some decorating, because the council want the whole town painted, because it's starting to... Oh, I think that was just Mick, I think.
No, it's Paint the Town Red.
Paint the Town Red?
You're right!
Yay! Yeah! 1-0, 1-0.
Stu, don't shout out your answer until I've come to you, young man.
I'm sorry.
How dare you? I'll punish you. I'll send Allard to your house.
Oh, hell.
Oh, okay.
With a bottle of wine.
Right, Mick, points to you, well done.
Thank you.
Stu, you need to get this one right, stay in the game.
Okay.
All right.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is visiting a steelworks in Sheffield as part of a GCSE field trip. They've arrived at the works, expecting it to be all hot and busy and bustling, but for some reason, the steelworks is shut down. Apparently, there's a major technical problem because something has been dropped into the works. Yes, Stu?
Throwing a spanner in the works.
A spanner in the works.
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed, Stu.
Thank you.
To one apiece, Mick, Stu, whoever gets this right is a winner.
Okay.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is playing tennis with his friend Bjorn at the municipal tennis courts in the park. Oh dear. Oh, that was a dreadful shot, Mr. Fish. He's hooked it about the court and into the court next to them where there's another couple playing. Mr. Fish is asking if he can have his ball back. Like, they're saying, where is it? He's telling them it's in their court. Yes, Chu?
The ball is in your court.
The ball is in your court!
You're a winner!
Congratulations, Chu.
Thank you.
Hang on there. Mick, I'm very sorry.
Don't worry about it, mate.
Oh, no, you sound depressed.
I'm devastated, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, have a nice weekend. Bye!
Bye.
Stu, well done!
Thanks, mate.
Do you know, we actually said we had tickets for Homelands.
Yes.
And I'm really, really, really sorry. I read it wrong. It's tickets for Home Base.
Mm. Oh, that's not too
got
bad.
A sale on this weekend.
Yeah, so over the bank holiday weekend, you can pop in and buy as many light bulbs or fittings as you want that come to no more than $4.99.
Is there a sale on?
I believe there is, yeah.
And I think they've got a special on pot plants.
Perfect.
Now, you can either have that, or would you fancy Homelands?
I'd prefer Homelands, mate. I want to see Faithless.
Have you ever seen them live?
I haven't, no. I've always wanted to.
They are, seriously, so, so swear-wording good.
Fantastic.
All right, you can go to Homelands and stuff.
Thank you.
Whee!
Whee!
Does he get a pair of tickets?
Thank you, brilliant.
So, who will you bring?
I'll take my wife.
Are you married?
I am, funnily enough.
I'll tell you what, hey, Dominic, is that tenner from that bet we just had?
Thank you.
They're VIP tickets as well.
They're VIP tickets as well, Stu.
Really?
Yeah, you know what that means?
Vol-a-vons.
Vol-a-vons in public.
Well, have fun.
Thank you.
Enjoy Faithless.
Brilliant, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, he's happy then, and his wife going to Homelands, courtesy of us and Roy Walker, the nicest man in showbiz right now.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Bella's Roddish.
Tomorrow on Radio Central Mix. Live on Radio 1. Radio 1.
It's gonna be Big Baby, the biggest dog in the world, Digby. Hey, don't you laugh. My Westwood impression is respected by all the hip-hop community. Yo, yo, what's up, girly girl?
I'll have a word with your mother.
Yeah. Digby, the biggest dog in the world. I lack big dogs and I cannot lie. Some other puppies can deny. So. Oh, let's take Monday off and have a few days.
I think we should. In fact, I think that decision has been made for us.
I think it has. Do you know who's on in the live lounge today with Joe Wiley?
That's right.
That's... That's the Rasmus in the live lounge with Joe. Oh, he's joking. It's Jet! There you go.
Not from Gladiators, the Australian band, of course.
Oh, mate, I'd love to have her in the live lounge.
Diane Udale.
I'd love to be in the live lounge. Mm. No, I'll say it. I'd love to have her in the live lounge.
Rock on.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. Enjoy the last episode of Friends Tonight.
Hi, this is Lisa Kudrow, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Courtney Cox Arquette, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
Cheers.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry, and you're listening to The Chris Moyle Show. Could you be more listening to The Chris Moyle Show?
Yeah. Friends and Big Brother Tonight, it's a massive night in.
He seemed impressed.
Love it. So, the live lounge today... Jet. Not Paul McCartney, some smart asses have just texted. Jet, superb band. Live with Joe from 10 o'clock this morning. Colin Edith here from 1, and the Moon is here from 3. Essential Selection tonight at 6. We're back Tuesday. Have a great long weekend.